Hi there. Welcome to Brah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. A special greeting to our international audience, people who are listening to us in the four corners of the globe. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, there are many ways to learn about God. And one of those ways is through songs. And songs do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God, communicating it in a way that you can feel it. And here at Brah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, one of the best music producers, all wrapped up in one package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth. Today, you'll hear a song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album. And today's song is called God's Property. We are God's property. In Romans chapter 1, verse 1, the Apostle Paul describes himself. He calls himself Paul, a bondservant of the Lord, Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, that is his calling, his spiritual gift, set apart, sanctified for the gospel of God, sanctified, set apart to communicate the gospel message. Now, one of the expressions Paul uses in that verse to describe himself is the term bondservant. And in the Greek, that word is doulos, D-O-U-L-O-S, and it describes a slave, a person voluntarily in 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week service to God. As believers in Christ, we are doulos. As believers in Christ, we are also God's possession, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which says this: you believers in Christ are a chosen race, you are a royal priesthood, you are a holy nation, you are a people for God's own possession, you're God's property, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. As believers in Christ, we are described as the redeemed ones. We are purchased at a great cost. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 and 18 say this: you believers in Christ were not redeemed with perishable things like gold and silver from the futile way of life you inherited from your forefathers. God didn't purchase you. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't purchase you with money. 1 Peter 1, 18, but you were redeemed with precious blood. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross to pay for your sins, went to the cross to buy you, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Jesus Christ. To be redeemed means to be purchased from the slave market. And when someone purchases you, they own you. You are a possession, and for us as believers in Christ, we are a possession of God. Well, here's June Murphy to sing a song about being a possession of the Almighty God. The song is called God's Property.
God is one, there is none like him, no one is above him or beside. There is no peer to Almighty God, the Godhead three in one is on our side. We're children of the Father, all who have believed, no one can ever snatch us from his hand. Our Lord hung on the cross, enabled by the Spirit. We testify his power makes us stand. We are God's property, paid for at Calvary, redeemed from slavery. We are God's property. mighty. Our God is sovereign, all-knowing and all-wise. He'll finish what he starts in you, believe. We are God's property, paid for at Calvary, redeemed from slavery. We are God's property.
That song. And to confirm that we are God's possession, we have the indwelling God, the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says this: however, you believers in Christ are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God indwells you. And of course, He does. We believers in Christ are also placed into union with the Lord Jesus Christ at the moment of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says this: therefore, if anyone is in union with Christ, and all believers in Christ are, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. The old things have died. Behold, a completely new set of things, the new self things, have come. Thanks, June, for reminding us that we belong to God and that we are precious to Him. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgave all your sins, the one who wants to make you His possession, His property, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, believing in Jesus Christ is so easy. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And my favorite word in that verse is everyone. Right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in His Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in this lifetime. And if you're breathing, you can make that decision right this minute. A simple five-word request, thought only, gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this: the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine beautiful words that resulted in a salvation. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on Him to accomplish your salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. you and everyone in your household who also believes then grow within the sphere of his grace in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Believe in him and then figure out what you did by studying the Word of God. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord Jesus Christ himself says this, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, has the resurrection life right at that moment, not as a future event. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not ever see the resurrection life, but the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Come out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bond servant to God, living the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have lessons every week to edify your spiritual life, and then you can also hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.